Yochan Yochel ever thought to say maybe Yechloitz Gidu Biatzomis, he's supposed like fillet, like take out the veins, take out the bones, and Bedafka do not burn them, but rather just the Yala Boslagabi Mizbeach. Maybe the mitzvah is only to bring up the meat on top of the Mizbeach, and not the bones with it. Talmudim, and this the Pesach says no, Vihikter HaKrein HaSakel, the Krein burns everything. If so, Hakesa has to come out the two things. The Teretz is, Michu Borim Yalu. If the bones are still attached to the meat, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. Pirshu, if the bones became separate, then Afilu Hein Beresh HaMizbeach Yordu. Even if the bones are already on top of the Mizbeach, still there'll be a din of Yordu. There's no din of Mizbeach Mekadish on the bones itself. Since the bones by itself has no chiyuv, Sreif has no chiyuv to be burnt, therefore the din is Yordu. Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana of this Braisa, Tishamatle, that we hear, Tiyoma Pirshu Yordu? Who's the Tana that says like this, that if the bones, even though they're on top of the Mizbeach, but if they're Pirshu, the din is Yordu? Gemara says, Rebbe, this Braisa goes according to Rebbe. The Tana went on like this. The Pesach says, that the Kohen should be marked everything on the Mizbeach. So we say this means the rabbis who are at some Agin Rakanayim, Vatlofayim, and Afilu Pirshu, this man the Yamadashans, even when it's separated, still does a mitzvah to burn them. If so, the Yalamani Mekayim, what do we do with the Posig that says, Vyosiso Ilosecho Abosov Yadam, which is Mashm, only the Bos and Adam should be burnt, and not the bones? Lemuloch comes to tell us like this, that he kule oilo atomachzir, that if the bosa was burnt already, and then it comes off to Mizbeach, still there's a mitzvah to put it back. But via atomachzir, he kule gitim via tzomais, that if the bones or the gitim were burnt already, and now they come off to Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back. That's the difference. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, one pasuk says, "Tehikter akarnes akvilam is beichom is ribui, mashma everything should be burnt over korbanela." The kosav echreim, another pasuk says, "V'yosisa oilosecho abosov yadam miut, which is mashma only the boss from the dam should go on the mizbeach, but not atzamais." If so, okay, said, what do we do with the steer in the pesukim? So, Rebbe says like this, "Michu borin." Yalu. If the boser, if the atzamas is attached to the meat, then there's a mitzvah yalu. Bring it up and burn it. But pirshu, if the bones are separated from the meat, then Rebbe says, afilu hein beresh hamizbeach, even though the bones are already on top of the mizbeach, still the din is yerdu. So the kids of the brice before goes according to Rebbe, that Rebbe says the atzamas, that if they're pirshu, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, there's no din mizbeach mekadish. The din is Yerdu. Now the Gemara says, Pirshu la yalu, it says now Mishnah that if the bones were detached, then la yalu, do not bring it up to the Mizbeach. Omer Abzeres, Abzeres says, Lo shonu elisha pirshu kalpimata. That's only if the bones like were separated, like Rashi says, Derech Yerida, u'misrachek min amarocha, that it was pulled away from the animal, meaning it went away from the marocha. Whether you're on the kevitz, it's on its way down. But Loshonu, when do we say that it's lo yalu, el shapir shakapi mata? That when the bone became separated from the meat, it was like separated kalpe mata, downwards. Kalpe malo, let's say when it was separated, it became closer to the mizbeach, it's kalpe malo, then the locher is, keruva yudi akrivei li'ichul, it's becoming closer to the marocha, and then it's considered come out like it has already, it been like it's burnt already. Then you would bring it up to the Mizbeach. Now Rashi explains, like, Ein zu precious, this is not called the precious, it's not called it separated. Other rabba, you're on your way now to take the piece of meat up to the Marocha, to the Mizbeach, and the bone got there first, so middle there would not be a din to take it down, but rather you could burn it. So more is the question, does this make any sense? V'yafilu pirshu, even if the bone mamish is separated, even though it became a little bit closer, but so what? The mice of the bone is not part of the meat now, so why should there be a din to burn it? Havada, the din should be yerdu. So Mar says, Omar Rabbah, Hochi Koma. This is what Rav Zera meant to say. Lo Ishan Rav Shapir Shu Liyachas Rika. When do we say that the din is Yerdu? If first it was the Zrikas Adam, and then the bosa, and then the bones became separated from the meat. So then we said the din is Yerdu. You're not allowed to use it, but the din is Yerdu. In other words, Mashma, there'll still be in this milu on it, there's still have a din hegdish on it. So the pshat is a since Peshah Zrika. When the Zrika is matter, it like it was part of the bosa, so there was a din, it should be burnt. So still have the shame kachim on it. And therefore, even though it becomes separated, still it has a din ktusha to it. Avo pirshu, koidim zrika, but let's say the bones were separated from the meat before you made the zrika sadam on a korban eilom, and then the loch riz, osi zrika visharasinu, then bishar zrika smata these bones that it goes to the kain, he could do whatever he wants with it. And I feel the mevid minayu kita de sakina, even if he wants to make a holder for a knife, he's allowed to use these bones for that. In other words, just like the skin of a korban eilah goes to the korban, so adin b'shah zrika, if the bones are already separated, so the pshat is the zrika is mechayev you to burn the basa. But since these bones were separated already, there's never a din to burn it. What is the din then? Stam goes to the kohanim, just like the skin. Therefore, the kohanim could do whatever he wants with it. So was of Zeru's Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Sovallah, we thought to say, Kihod Yom Rav Yechanan. Like Rav Yechanan says, Mishum Rav Yishmael, name of Rav Yishmael. That name of the Pesuk says, Lo Yiyah Bo'eloh. It says by Korban Eloh, the skin, the yor, goes to the Kain. The name also says, Lo Yiyah Bo'ashem. That by Korban Hashem also, the Kain gets from it. So Ma'ashem, just like by Korban Hashem, that's Moisov Mutarin, that the bones of the Korban Hashem. It's mutter for the kohanim to do what he wants with it. Is after the same thing by korban eilah, atzamas mutarim, that the atzamas, the bones, are mutar for the kohen to do what he wants with it. What, which eifin? Like we just said, if lefnei zrika, the bones were separated from the basa. So then b'shat, what does the zrika come to do now? The zrika only comes like to tell you to burn the basa, but the bones do not have a din to be burnt. Therefore, it's lo yiyah, it goes to the kohanim. Now the Gemara says, Mufni, this gzeira show that we're learning out lo yiyah of a korban eilah from a korban hashem, it has to be like one word is extra, mufna. Because dilai mufna wouldn't be extra, ikal mifruch, you could ask a pirkha question from this kavachoyma. What kind of kavachoyma is this? Look, I could tell you, mali hashem, a korban hashem is much different. She came besorai muta. By a korban hashem, the meat goes to the kohen. So that's why he has the right to have the atzamas. Mashenka and by korban eilah, that those things kolu, no meat is going to the kohen, so maybe the bones also do not go to the kohen. So it's not a good gzeira shava. So it has to be that it's mufna, one is extra. That's what Gemara says in Echanami. Moin says, lo yiyah yisera ksiv, there's an extra lo yiyah, therefore becomes a gzeira shava of mufna, therefore you cannot ask this question. Now the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Ada bar Avo. Rav Ada bar Avo asked a question. It says, in the Tesefta, that Atzamos Kodeshim Lefnei Zrika Meilem Behem, that the bones of a Kodeshim of a Korbim, before you make a Zrika, there is an Ishamila. It's called Kodesh Hashem. But Liyach HaZrika, after you make the Zrika ready, then Ein Meilem Behem. Then there's no Ishamila upon the Atzamos. But Vishal Eilah, on a korban Eilah, Merlin Ben Lielim, there's always Nisimila. So Mashma, even though you made a Zrika, and even though the bones were separated before the Zrika, still there's Nisimila. So it's not like Rav Zvit said before Rav Zera. Rav Zera learned before that if the Atzomas were separated before the Zrika Zadam, then the Zrika Zadam is matter, there's no Nisimila on it anymore. So Merlin says, no, Amos says this better. The Shalala by Korban Eilah, Pirshul of Nei Zrika, Ein Moilimim, and Echanami. If the bones were separated before the Zrika, then the Zrika takes off the Yisamila. There's no more Yisamila. Then the Din is Ein Moilimim, there's no Yisamila after the Zrika. But Liyachas Zrika, let's say the bones were first separated from the meat. After the Zrika, In other words, b'shas rika, the bones were part of the meat. So b'shas rika, there was an Indian to burn it. So it's chalakot Hashem, the milu was here. Then the din is merlin bem li'elam. There's always nis the milu on it. Even the later be separated. But the mice, once it was chalad din that should be burnt, the din milu does not go off it. Senech Lamed, there's no kasha to observe. If b'shas rika, the bones were separated, then it's mutter, then the yisra milu goes off it. But if the shas rika is still attached, then the yisra milu does not go off it. Morris says, the pligid Reb Loza, this argues on Reb Loza. The yom Reb Loza, pirshul of neis rika, moilumim. He also know, even though it was pirshul of neis rika, even though the bones were separated before zrika, so what? Later when you make a zrika, it's a korban oilo, everything is supposed to be burnt, so the mice is still called kachi Hashem. Liachas Riko, let's say the bones were separated after Zriko, then the din is Lenen and Bloy Merlin, Midrabon is also to have Hano, but Midrais there's no Isamilo. So he learns the Rashi explains, according to him, the Pshat is that if it was Pierce of Nez Riko, then the Zriko was not Matarit. It was not Matar at all, therefore the Issa remains the Elam, the Isamilo. But if Bishaz Rika, the Atzamas were part of the bones, so then there's Rika held for it. So there's Rika like, is Matarit. What is the Matarit for? Then Echnami, calls them when it's attached, you're supposed to burn it. But when it comes Pirshu, and Echnami, then Lamaisa remains Muta, Midirais, so there's no Isamila after it was detached. Now the Mishnah says, V'kulon shepoku me'agabi ha'mezbeach le'yachzer. Again, in time, all these tzulim, and the locker is a model of Yerdu, that once it's up there, we'll leave it. But now it's saying, once it was Poku, let's say it fell off the Mizbeach, Poku Shal Mizbeach, Lo Yachsu, there's no din to put it back. And Rashi says, who then it goes on the bones also? That even though the bones were attached to the meat, so there's a mitzvah to burn it, but later if the bones, after it's burnt, it falls off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back up again. The din is Lo Yachsu. V'chein, the same thing, Gacheles, if you have a coal, shepoku megabi ha'mizbeach, that fell off from the mizbeach, lo yachzer, there's no mitzvah to put the coals back again. Evorim shepoku megabi ha'mizbeach. What's going to be the evorim, the pieces of meat of a kosher korban oila? So there's a mitzvah to burn it. So you put it on top of the mizbeach and start to burn. And now shepoku, it came off the mizbeach. So what's the locha? So it depends. Koidim chatzois yachzer. If it fell off the mizbeach, before Chatzos HaLaila, it's not called the Kima Mitzvah Soi, you're supposed to put it back up there again, let it continue burning. Omerlim them, and who are then, so be Nes Tamila now, since there's still a mitzvah to burn it. But Liyacha Chatzos, if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach, after Chatzos, then the din is Liyachs, they don't return it. And V'yei Merlim them, there's no Nes Tamila. Because after Chatzos, then it's already considered Nasa Mitzvah Soi, that the mitzvah Sreifa was done already, and therefore the Yisimilo goes off it. Now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadish Eser Royaloi. The same thing, the actual Mizbeach is Mekadish, whatever goes up it, that stays there. So Kach HaKeves, the same thing, the plank going up to the Mizbeach is also Mekadish. Once the Psulim go on there, you let it leave it there, you don't have to take it down. And Ruadin, once it's on the Keves, you let it take it up and put it onto the Mizbeach. Like as it's Kedusha, it's already called Lachmai Shem Mizbeach. Now, Kishen Sheham Mizbeach V'yakeves Mekadshim Es Royalin, just that you have a Kedusha, anything that's fit, that once it comes on it, it has its Kedusha, so Kach HaKeva Mekadshim, the same Malacha, or Klisharis is also Mekadish. In other words, that once you put something into the Klisharis, you get the Kedusha Saguf, and now there's no din pidyon. The klisharis is also mekadish. Now the Gemara says, Hechidomi. What are we talking about in the Mishnah? What's this case that says if it comes off before chatzos, there's a mitzvah to put it back, there's still mila. But if the evorim come off after chatzos, then there's no mitzvah to put it back. Hechidomi. Id yispul mamish. If the meat wasn't burnt up completely yet, that there's still some mamish part of meat there. Safil leachach chatzos nami. Even if it comes off after Chatzos, still there should be a mitzvah to put it back up again. Either last punamish, Elam might want to tell me the meat was burnt up completely, but there's nothing there. It's come out like coals already. Even if it comes off the Mizbech before Chatzos, there should be no mitzvah to put it back again. What kind of mitzvah is it? It's burnt off completely already. So my answer is, Lo tzricha the chiddush of the Mishnah that makes a difference between Kaitim Chatzos and Acha Chatzos, Lo tzricha b'shriri. That's talking about b'shriri means that the meat true was